Now it's your Mountain Rock, Q94, Jefferson Starship, formerly Jefferson Airplane. They went through many name changes, you know. Hey, I'm Gary Lee, and it is time for our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. And I do believe we got Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, are you there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here now.
There you are, yeah. I had every button pushed, but the most important one. So
I'm
go.
Waiting.
Yeah, I'm looking. It's like, okay, I'm not seeing anything on my little Oh, yeah, I got to push that button. There it is.
I thought you'd figure it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Oh, it was an interesting evening, to say the least. And it is even a more interesting morning. But here we are, Thursday morning adventure with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort and our weekly Lake Norfolk fishing report. And boy, I tell you what, it's been crazy hot. Had you been seeing very many boats, or had it been pretty quiet out your way?
Well, over the weekend we had a lot of recreational boaters, and I did have a few fishermen staying, some diehard guys, and they worked really hard. But they caught some really good sized crappie. Oh my gosh! He said he had to work for them, but I cleaned. I think it was 10 really good sized crappie. He'd left them. He had to get home and asked me if I wanted them, and I'm not going to say no. So, yeah, he did. And he did all his was with a plastic. They were deeper, over brush piles, but deeper, 20 plus feet. So, got to work for it. It's a little warm out there, and he went out, I want to say 5:30-ish in the morning, 5:30 went out, and by 10 o'clock was done.
By 10 o'clock it was just so hot, you know. I've been hearing the guys that's going out at night when you and I are in bed making funny noises, you know, that's... You know, these guys, well, of course, you got your Friday nighters and your Saturday nighters, and they seem to be doing pretty good catching the bass at night.
Yes, absolutely. If you can get out there right at dusk, because when it's starting to get dark, and stay till whatever you can do. I have talked to a couple guys, and they're catching, some guys are putting lights out, not just the bass fishermen, the guys putting lights out, and they're catching everything from bass to walleye to crappie, everything at night. And it's a little bit cooler, so that makes a lot of sense, especially with this heat the way it's been.
Oh yeah, it's kind of like a bag of M&M's. You don't know what flavor you're going to get, but you know you're going to get something good.
Exactly. It's just been brutally hot. You got to go earlier morning and late in the evening, and the other guys are still catching fish, and I've seen some pictures of the guides by some pictures Bobby Barnes put up the other day. There were some really nice stripers they had caught, so they're still finding them.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there, and it's surprising. I mean, you got to work for it.
Yeah, they're deep.
This late into July.
Yeah, they're deep. It's fun, you know, jigging for them, finding them. Of course, if you've got the electronics, that's half the battle right there, is finding them this time of year. But you know, we got some cooler temperatures coming, Gary. This weekend looks really, really good. Just a quick, view of it. We got rain moving in late tonight after midnight, Friday night. Saturday, though, partly sunny, 78, and then Sunday it's going to be sunny, 82. Monday, sunny in the mid-80s, and then Tuesday and the rest of the week it's back to Ozark summertime heat. But what have you heard what the lake temp is, what the water temperature is?
Mid to upper 80s. We went in a few days back, and I was surprised that it was actually comfortable getting in. It wasn't like boiling hot type thing where sometimes you get in, it's not even refreshing.
Right.
Of course, we went out after we closed at 7, and so was getting cooler out. But, yeah, I'm guessing just from when I jumped in, it was probably 85-ish, 86 and through there. But from what the air temperature was jumping in the water, and then you go down a few feet, it felt really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's, you know, now one thing is that I've always been told and kind of rule of thumb, the hotter it gets, the better the catfishing is. What are you hearing from those folks? Hey.
Last weekend was a good catfish weekend. We had several people here, and they were jugging and trout lining, and they didn't catch a lot, but they were four or five every night, you know, mm-hmm. and some nice size. I mean, some good eating fish, so they were happy, and I think that's good. You know, some guys, well, there's 25 hooks on a trot line. We only caught four. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You can do that every night. That's pretty good. You get a mess in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. But now, one thing, our favorite species is those big old chubby, luscious bluegill. Man, the hotter it gets, the more feisty, the more active they become. I mean, it's almost like they're a little bit like they get angry. You know, and you throw a little cricket down there or a little red wiggler worm, and it's on.
Yeah, it is. And whether you like to go catch them for yourself and play them and eat them, take the grandkids out there, use them for catfish bait, it's just a blast. It is absolutely a blast to do that. And, you know, you can get some good hand size bluegill, and it's a blast fishing for those. It really is.
Oh yeah, for sure. And there's some in there. I mean, there's, you get in the right area, I mean, you catch some big chubbies now. I mean, though, I'm yeah. You know, those 10 inchers, you know, 9-10 inchers that are about a 3/4 to a pound, and look out.
Oh yeah, and they're little fighters, you know, especially if you got a little ultra light, you know, with a 4-pound test on there or something. It's absolutely so much fun.
Oh, that's for sure. Well, hey Gary, for folks that would like to know more about the Bayou Resort, maybe book a little getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there, take a look at some of the pictures, and then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Stop in when you're in the area, and we'll talk fishing, we'll have a cold one, I like that. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, be a good time for sure. Well, Gary, hey, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again here real soon. As a matter of fact, you know, we might sneak down there this weekend.
I hope to see you. Stay cool and enjoy the weekend.
Right on. See you, buddy.
See ya.
All right, Gary Faraci, and that is our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report. I'll have this posted up online here in just a little bit, okay?